good homestand. We had we had some good practices. You know, the guys got along really well, and that's part of gelling as a team too. You know, when you go on the road and you spend whatever of our first 20 were on the road, it was a lot of time on the road there too. But as you grow with a young team like this, as you go along in the season, you expect to be better, and I think we are now than we were better now than we were at the start of the year.
Sure.
Yeah.
Knock-on wasn't much of a factor tonight. Was that something you guys did, or was it just he was off, or a bit of both?
We tried to key on that line early on in the game. I thought we did a pretty good job on him on the first two periods, and then that first shift in the third obviously killed us with the turnover, and then he grabbed it and made a nice play into the middle. But he's a good player, and some nights are better than others with him, just like everyone else. But we tried to play him tight tonight.
Do you guys think fatigue played into it at all, though, in the third period?
You never want to say that, but 2-2, and they're sitting here waiting for us. It's a factor. It's always a factor in this league. You know, it's guys are in such good shape now, where if you get a day to rest, you're going to be better than the guy who's playing the night before. So, it's always a factor, whether it's mentally, physically, but it's part of the game too. You know, those are happening all the time in the league, and you gotta play through it.
But overall, it's been a very successful December for you guys. So now you just have to look forward to the Colorado game.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've had a good homestand and grown as a team, and a couple days off here. We need to check out mentally and just relax and enjoy our families and friends and come back ready to play after the break.
You guys were on the cusp of getting above that eighth spot again.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't seem to. Is it a psychological hurdle or?
I don't know. I'm not really watching that too much. Yeah. It's it's about wins and losses and wherever you end up at the end. I mean, if you're watching that now, it's. Some people like to. I'm not one of those guys.
What does it feel like you are, though, in the mix?
I think we're in good shape. I mean, we know we can play with everyone. I think we've beaten some of the top teams, and that's one of them tonight. Where if we were a little sharper mentally, I think we can beat that team. So, you got to assess where you are, judging by how you can play against each team, and I think we can hang with any team in the East.
Shots were 39, I think 19. How close an indication of the game did you think that is?
I think that's pretty fair. We passed up a lot of shots, and credit to them. They were tough through the middle of the ice and didn't give us a lot. So when you face a good goalie like that and a team that plays really tight checking, you got to get it through sometimes and make better decisions when you have the chance to. Yeah, for sure. But sometimes I thought there were stretches in the game where they outplayed us pretty badly, and we weren't getting a lot of offense from it. Maybe we were okay defensively and we were checking with them, but they were. Shooting the puck a little more and getting more than we are.
They're that much better.
No, I don't think they're that much better, but this game they were better offensively than we were. So,
Fleury was also a different speed.
He did. He's a good goalie. He's Slater hits the crossbar too if that one goes in. But he's you got to give him credit. He's a good goalie and it's a good team.